Blog Talk Radio.
Sabbath day, a high Sabbath day. This is a high Sabbath day.
This is a high Sabbath day. That's why I be with you all on this high Sabbath day. On the Feast of Dedication, Yahweh be with you all on the network. All six locations is open. Get in where you fit in at. Get in where you fit in.
Now, how we're going to do that, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing.
Nothing impossible for the Almighty Yahweh. We got a lot of memos on the table. We ain't gonna get on none of that. We ain't gonna get on none of that. But what we will get on is we'll get on, and the elder will be a few minutes late on the broadcast. So what we do, we'll stall for a minute, and we keep our eyes on the lead teacher, the elder lead teacher. We keep our eyes on the mothers and the sisters that's already have is ready to go, and see who will be ready to throw a couple of posts out there real quick. I'm watching everything, drinking some tea too. But I'm going to eat them up, drink them up, top part of the Sabbath day, a high day, all that good stuff is on the table. And we got to talk about a little integrity too, and little integrity. We got to talk about some integrity. Top part of the Sabbath day. Yahweh be with you all. So let's throw it out a little peep in the way. We'll just take a little peep on the international side and see what we see. We see all the slots are spilled. And we see 114301. 114301. We leave that like it is. So we're gonna leave that like it is. We're just gonna get inside the temple of Camp One, and we're gonna talk to Mother Eve a little bit. We're gonna talk to Mother Eve a little bit. That's what we're gonna do. So I'll tell you what we do. Until the elder come on the broadcast and Brother Yahda, the lead, the elder teacher, say he's ready to go, I'll talk to Mother Eve for a minute. Mother Eve. Tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua beat you, that's Steve Ray. All right. Hallelujah. Look up. Why don't you turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 12 there, Mother Eve, and look down there at it real good and tell me what do it say. What do that Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? Let's see what that say there, Mother Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. And Mother E, I believe that. I really believe that. And that's the way it is. And this is the top part of Sabbath day, and we're going to see if we get something going on for a minute. And remember one thing, this is a feast. This is a feast of dedication. I can see Yahweh's son coming now. He's coming down, probably. Matter of fact, Brother Yahweh is recalling and telling me what the weather over there in Jerusalem right now. What is going on? Let me see what he working with. Over there in Jerusalem right now, what if the... But really, they came up the city of David. So they really didn't come to that dump site. He didn't come to no dump site anyway. But for just to kind of kick it around a little bit, what is going on in Jerusalem right now, the temperature-wise and everything? The temperature-wise and all that good stuff. Let's see what's going on out there. Out there, we're going to find out what's really going on. We're going to check some things out. So what's going on over there in Jerusalem as we speak there, Brother Yahshua Israel? What they saying is the weather and everything going on. What are they saying? Give me an idea. Give me an idea what's going on over there in that land called Jerusalem right now. What is the weather of that, Brother Yahshua? What's happening over there? What they saying is going on over there? Because we know one thing, Yahshua, he wouldn't repass that dump site anyway. He didn't stop at that dump site. That was number the horse stable at the time. So he went down about another mile or two anyway. It's 43 degrees over there? Oh, okay, 43 degrees over there. All right. About the same over here, huh? All right, same over here, about 43 degrees. All right. So on in 43 degrees there, Mother Eve. In 43 degrees, let's see what he was doing in the 10th chapter, verse 22 and 23 of St. John. What was he doing? You see that? All right, so we're going to St. John chapter 10 and look at verse 22 and 23. What can we, throw on the table there for a minute there, Mother Eve?
St. John. 10, verse 22 and verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was at Jerusalem.
He was at Jerusalem, that polluted for the southern kingdom. Okay.
And it was at Jerusalem, the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The feast of dedication.
So it was the feast of dedication. All right, that's good right there. It was a feast of dedication. Okay, good. A.B. of Peter, let's go to the third chapter and look at verse, why would he come to the feast of dedication? Let's run to 1 Maccabees 3 and pick up at verse round by 46. Let's see what we can find out on the only way to find out something. So now it's a feast of dedication that he coming to. Let's take a look at it, A.B. or Phoebe. The Feast of Dedication, let's peep at it over here at 440, make it bold, 46. 446.
With Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 46.
Mm-hmm.
And laid up the stone in the mountain. And of the temple in a convenient place,
huh?
Until there should come a seer to show that should be done with them.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise they took some things down, but they said according to the word of Yahweh, we got to hold tight. We got to wait until what?
Here.
You reading that, huh? So that's what you're reading, huh?
Until a seer shall come.
Mm-hmm. So you see how things supposed to be. And Mother Eve, and what do the seer supposed to do in 3:15 and 16 of Exodus? Exodus 3:15 and 16. So now we find out, now we're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. So now let's find out what is the seer's job to do, because they will say, okay, now we're gonna beat everybody down. We're gonna got all the whoopings. Now let's wait till a seer get here. Now why so? Let's run to our Exodus 3:15-16 there, Mother. Mosey? Yeah, 15 and 16. Yeah, what's going on there, Mosey? Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Yeah, what did it say?
Exodus 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said, what over unto Moses?
Oh, so who talking to Moses?
Yahweh.
What is he saying to Moses?
Thus shall you say unto the children, family of Israel.
Oh, so you got a message to get to the family of Israel. That includes everybody's Israelite descent. So Moses got to get a message to everything that's Israelite descent. And at that time, they was basically in one spot that he can put his hand on. Go ahead.
Family, children of Israel, thus shall you say unto the young men,
And how you supposed to talk when you go before the children of Israel? Or Moses, see? How you supposed to talk? You just got through reading it.
Thus said your father.
Yeah. Thus says Yahweh.
Oh, that's
how you supposed to talk. So you got to make sure every time you go before those of children of Israel descent. You're supposed to be what kind of way? You're supposed to tell them what?
Thus says Yahweh.
That's how you folks operate. Thus says Yahweh. That we said.
Thus said Yahweh.
Yeah, what about?
Your father.
Yahweh of your father. Go ahead.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
Yes.
And the Yahweh of Israel.
Yes.
Has sent me unto you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
And this is my memorial for how long?
All generations.
So I'm talking about something that's it's for all generations. Now, what do you do next?
Exodus 3:16. Go and gather the elders of Israel.
Wait a minute. You just can't go gather anybody. Can you, Mother E? Mm-hmm. Mother Z? Mother E? Can you gather anybody according to Yahweh?
No.
What you got to gather according to the Bible?
The elders
of who?
Israel.
Oh. So now you have to make sure y'all have a keen eye on that, because you might catch a gathering together. It might be gathering of other nations. So wait a minute. According to the Bible, the gathering is going to be the gathering of who?
Israel.
Of Israel. That's all he wants. And what? Now, you gather the ones of Israel, and what happened next? And what happened next there, Moses? Now he went gather all the elders of Israel. Now what happened next? That we can read.
Say unto them.
Oh, so this is a dictator talking of. He didn't even tell you what to say. He said, now this is what you go tell him. Tell him what?
I have surely visited you,
mm-hmm,
and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, from Israel.
Right. That's it. So now we clear that you have to bring Yahweh in, and once you bring Yahweh in, we go from there. That's the key. You bring your Almighty in, and you go from there. So there is right there. Now come on back, Abel. So now we clear, you got to bring your Mighty One in. So whatever you're doing, make sure you bring your Mighty One in, and then the Mighty One will tell the seer. The seer got to tell the elder. So now we got him. Now we on the picture. Now let's come on back to read that 4:46 one more time again. Abel, 1 Maccabees 4:46. So now you understand it. Now we understand this verse real plain.
1 Maccabees chapter 4:46.
Mm-hmm.
And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple
whatever comes to you about the sewing machine. We can clean it up. We can clean it up. You can read. We'll clean it up.
Place until there should come a seer to show what should be done.
So the Maccabees. So Judas Maccabees, he wasn't talking out of thin air, was he?
No.
What was he talking from? What was he talking? For him to make a statement like that, what was he talking from to make a statement so bold like that? We just got through reading 3:15-16. Remember, we just got through reading.
Yeah.
So that, remember, he was talking from 3:15-16. He pulled a verse. So you know what to do, go in the book and see exactly what to do and go from there. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is go in the book and see what the book tells to do and go from there. We can save many headaches if we just go in the Bible, see what the Bible say, and just go from there. Skip down to, skip down to 57. There, A, B, or B, 57 down to 60. 57 $1.60.
Maccabees chapter 4, verse 57-60.
Yep.
Verse 57. They decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold.
And that was y'all was doing a little while ago. While y'all decking the temple, y'all were decking with crowns. You didn't know why y'all were decking with crowns of gold, huh?
Yes.
Y'all came in, y'all were decking with crowns of gold. You know that was already written. I'm saying, huh? What they doing is the Bible. See, you got a genetic bloodline in you where you were doing that, and we read it why you were doing that. Y'all were decking with gold and all that good stuff. Y'all doing all that out of Camp One, right?
Yeah.
That was y'all doing, wasn't it?
Right.
Asking for scissors and everything.
Yeah.
Getting prepared. See? Hallelujah. Well, see now, come on, read some more.
And with
shields. Yep.
And with the gates and the chambers, they renewed.
And that what y'all were doing?
Yes.
When y'all renewing things?
Yes.
There you go. See that?
And hanged doors upon them.
Yeah, you were hanging everything. You were hanging all type of gold all around the place. Just four knocks all around Camp One.
Verse 58.
What?
Thus was there very great gladness.
And everybody was happy. What? Everybody was getting happy. Everybody getting happy. Everybody want to pitch in and get happy because they know we read on a day like this before we be getting what kind of way?
Happy.
And you're reading it right now. Yeah, you ain't murmuring, backbiting, complaining. Oh, I got to move this out the way. Ooh. No, you get down. Go ahead and read.
For that the reproach of the nation, the 17 nations, was put away. Verse 59. Moreover, Judas and his brethren, Esau and his five sons, with the whole congregation of Israel, ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their seasons from year to year by the place space of 8 days, from the 20th day. Of the month.
The 5 and 20 days, what time is that? That's December the 25th.
Yes.
So when the sun went down, what are we doing right now? Is we doing the December 25th right now? When the sun went down, we're doing exactly what they did in 140 what year?
December 25th.
Yeah, okay. Well, what year was that?
Oh.
It's the birth
date. The space of 8 days.
No, okay, we know that, but what year was that instituted? I think it's around about in the 50s. Can anybody look over there in that book and tell me what year that was instituted? Look into the 50s and tell me what year was that over there in the 50s to tell you what year. I think it's around about, it's around about, I don't have no book. Can you see on the left side? Look on the left side of your Bible. And we need to back up to all the verses. But look on the left side of your Bible. Look on the left side of your Bible and tell me we ain't got to go and pick it around about 55 then. No, but it should have it. You don't have it in yet. Nobody got it in yellow and marker when it was, you know, nobody got it?
148 B.C.
There you go, 148 B.C. So this day was celebrated, it was talked about 148 B.C.
Yeah.
On December 25th,
right.
148 B.C. So now we are bringing all to the table. 148 B.C.
Yes.
December 25th. Now what was going on? Now come on back on the other side of the book.
Verse 60.
No. Come on back to 59. You read 59.
Come back 59. Verse 59, moreover, Judas and his brethren with the whole congregation of Israel.
How much Israel was it?
The whole congregation.
The whole congregation of Israel was upon this day. Go ahead.
Ordained.
They ordained. That the days of the dedication.
Of the altar.
Of the altar.
Should be kept. In their season.
From year to year.
By the
So the feast is 8 days it will be done every what? Every what? From year to year. Back up on Mosiah, and I'll read that in Exodus chapter 13, around about verse 10. Can we get a second witness on it? 13, verse 10. Exodus 13, verse 10, I think, yeah, 13, verse 4 and 10. No, just 10. What does it say in verse 10? And you keep it from year to year. So you do it the same way every what?
Year
to what?
Year to year.
So ain't no need to make no special call and all that. You do it the same way every year, year to year, on December 25th, when the sun sets on 24th, you do the dedication from year to year. And how many days do it go?
8 days.
An 8 day feast from year to year. And it started at 148 BC. Now, y'all need to make sure y'all got a note of that. This thing started in 148 BC. And now here comes Yahweh, 70 miles away, and he keeping it. And then we had a brother in class that said, well, Yahweh did not keep it. Now, you see? Now, look at that. He say that Yahweh did not keep it. That's why he ain't keeping it. Now, you see that? Now, imagine he was in leadership position. You see that? That's a dangerous statement in leadership. You know, it just about as worse as a person said, I don't even know what's really going on this day. In leadership. Leadership can't make mistakes like that. They got to be prepared. They got to be prepared in leadership to be able to deal with this thing. Because if leadership don't tell you about these days, then where are you going to get it from?
Yeah.
The 17 nations? Mm-hmm. You don't get nothing from them. You got to get from leadership. That's why leadership got to know what's going on. And they can't be put in a bind by trying to wrestle with those that are outside the covenant because we got a big job to do. So now we're clear that every year, from year to year, you keep, what is this about right now we're getting get up into? What is this? This is called a dedication, and Yahweh the Son is heading down there according to 10, 22, and 23, right?
Yeah.
He coming 70 miles to get in the midst of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, Brother Yahweh Israel, give me a verse in 16 and 16:22. Of the book of Romans, Corinthians. Give me a verse. Give me a verse there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now, Yahweh the Son is keeping this day, right? And we're clear about that, right? Now, let's run to Romans. First Corinthians, right?
Yeah.
Help me out, Brother Yahweh. Give me that verse and see what it says.
1 Corinthians chapter 16,
verse
number 22 reads.
What it reads?
Any man or woman love not Yahweh, and by the Son. And him or her be Maranatha.
And that means you are cursed if you love Yahweh. If you love Yahweh, then you do exactly what Yahweh is doing unless you are upon a what?
A curse.
And that is what he's saying. And that was Paul is letting them know. See, Paul was picked to go to the Northern Kingdom and tell the Northern Kingdom one thing. You say you love this man? Well, here's his rules and regulations. Three that are, Brother Micaiah, 7 verse 57, 2 Chronicles. Let's read that. So you can't say you love no Yahweh. If you love Yahweh, you do what he did. That's all. That's the bottom line. You do what he did if you love you some Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
What it says in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 57.
Yes,
sir. Top part of the Sabbath day, although this is a high Sabbath day. This is called a regular and a high Sabbath day. This is a feast of dedication. All six locations is open. Yahuwah is coming 70 miles, and he's keeping it. We just reconstruct Yahuwah step by step.
Hallelujah.
So now we clear, he kept it. And he told Paul to say, those that do not keep it, they are under a curse. And ain't but one way to get them under a curse. Ain't but one way to get them under a curse. One way. He got it written. And all the six anointed camps know what the one way is. One way. We already know in writing. What the way way, one way to tell the congregation when you don't keep what Yahuwah did. What you read? What you read?
Second Andrew. Chapter 7, verse
57. What it say?
Verse 57 reads.
What it reads?
Then answer he me.
It's what he say.
And said, this is the condition of the battle.
This is, see, what we're telling you is the condition of the battle. If you want to get to where you want to get to, you got to understand the condition of the battle. You got to keep up the man guy on the table, or you don't. This is the condition of the battle to get eternal life. You have to be clear that you're keeping what he got on the table. Rain, sleet, or snow, that he invented all of it. But this is a condition of the battle, is keeping what he got written. Huh? I got to put a rabbit out of the hat on that one. Let's see. In the book of Luke, there, Brother Micaiah, there's a statement written in the book of Luke. And, he makes a profound statement in Luke about something. And remember one thing, when Yahuwah, when he was coming there, he wasn't bringing no presents. On Jesus, he was coming to eat them up and drink them up and talk about the whooping that was put on the 17 nations that violated the temple site. That's what December 25th is all about. It's not about the Christmas lights and all that stuff y'all got. No, ain't got nothing to do with it. It got nothing to do with none of that. It got something to do with Yahuwah putting the power on the Maccabees to tear everything over there, and he coming to celebrate this for 8 days, eat them up and drink them up. That's what he here for. He's going to teach them up first, then he's going to eat them up and drink them up. Let's see what he says, Brother Micaiah, in Luke chapter 10, 26.
Luke, chapter 10, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, he said unto him,
what?
What is written in the Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible, how readest thou?
He said, go read what I got in the book. Read it. See, we supposed to know. It's got to be somebody to read it. Go read what I got. What I got written in the first five books is going to stand. The way I operate it, you won't have to operate. This is the condition of the Bible. Go read it. And what I say, and the 19th chapter, verse 16 and 17 there, Brother Micaiah, what I say is in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. What and Mother E, have me 2 John 1, 6, waiting on me.
Book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 and 17.
What it read?
16.
What it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master.
What do you call him?
Good master.
Good master.
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
He said, what do I got to do? I want to know, because I want to know the same thing. What good thing that I got to do to get what?
That eternal life.
Okay, good. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to get an answer to pass on. What did he say?
Verse 17.
What did he say?
And he said it to him.
What?
Why callest thou me good?
Okay.
There is none good but one.
Okay.
That is Yahuwah the Father.
Okay.
But if thou wilt enter into life.
But if you won't do this life thing.
Keep the Torah instructions. the first five books of the Bible.
You see what the man saying? Yeah, now that's plain. If you plan on getting to the kingdom of Yahweh, what we got to do?
Keep the Torah instructions.
See that? Ain't that plain?
Hallelujah.
That's plain. So, all you do is look in the mirror. Are you keeping Torah instructions? Oh, no, I got a problem with such and such. Okay, good. That means you're not keeping Torah instructions. That means your problem is higher than what I got, the punishment that you got coming on you. Did you know what Cain said about that? I'm sure what Cain said about that. Let's see what Cain, let's back up and see. Or A, B, or B. We'll find what Cain said behind that. So now you want to weigh it out. We're going to see what Cain said about that, the same statement. He made a profound statement, and we're going to see what he said about that. Cain made a profound statement, and we're going to see what Cain said. What did Cain say behind that? We're going to see what Cain said. That's what we're going to do. What he says in 4:13, who read 4:13? Genesis 4:13? 4:13, yeah. Yeah, what did he say?
Genesis chapter 4, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And Cain said unto Yahweh.
And Cain said to who?
Yahweh.
What did he say to Yahweh?
My punishment is greater than I can bear.
My punishment is what?
Greater than I can bear.
I'm telling you. No, dear Israel. Yahweh be true.
Oh, Pharaoh, hallelujah.
What did Cain say again?
My punishment is greater than I can bear.
You see that? The punishment you're going to get by not keeping a Torah story, whether you know it or not, it's going to be more punishment than you can do what?
Yeah.
Than you can bear. So that's why we strive to take in this man's business. This, he don't tell you right now, the punishment you got coming, it's going to be what?
Greater than you can bear.
Greater than you can bear. Well, I don't like what the brothers or sisters say. I don't like. Okay, good. But I'll tell you one thing. This punishment that's coming up. And remember when he got written of Mother E in 7 verse 6 of St. John, he got something written. He got something written now. What he got written? St. John 7 verse 6. He said, my punishment is more than I can bear. Listen. You think if you, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Behind it, I want to. You know, in the book of Job, come on, that's 7 verse 6. Now, I'm in the book of Job there, Bob McGuire. In the book, 7 verse 6.
Then Yahweh
said
unto him. What
did he say then?
My time is not yet come.
He said, my time have not yet come.
Mm-hmm. But your time is already.
You don't know when somebody's going to ride there with a big truck and just do something to you. You don't know when. A tree can just fall from 5 blocks away and fall on you. Huh? You don't know when this man going to take you down.
Right.
And you worry about I don't like this and I don't like that. Yeah. And with all this in here on the table, yeah. Let's back up to the 18th chapter there, Brother Micaiah. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the book of Issachar's boy in the 18th chapter, verse 11 on verse 14. I mean, you worry about, well, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that. Guess what? We're going to show you something right here. Issachar boy got something to say in 18 chapter verse 11 on to verse 14. What did he say?
Book of Job.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 18.
What?
Verse 11 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads.
What it reads?
Terror shall make him afraid on every side.
Is a terror going to make you afraid? What kind of way?
On every side.
Every side. You'll be like Osama. Can't get no nap. Hey, got 70 men around. Hey, look here. Can I get me a little nap in? Y'all be peeping around while I try to get... Put the fear of the night on the brother. Yeah. See, when you transgress this man put the fear of the night on you. Terror going to be on you in one of these days. On what kind of side?
On every side.
Every side. terror going to be upon you. Go ahead and read.
And said, drive him to his feet.
And he'll drive you to your feet. You know, you try to nap and jump back up. You want to run. You want to sit. You don't know what to do.
That's right.
Should I dive out the window? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all out on everywhere. Read.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12.
What?
His strength shall be hunger bitten.
His strength going to be what?
Hunger bitten.
Hunger bitten. Go ahead.
That's right. And destruction shall be ready at his side.
And destruction going to be where on him?
Ready at his side.
Destruction going to be ready on his side.
Right.
Go ahead.
Verse 13.
What?
It shall devour the strength of his skin.
It's going to devour. It's going to do what again?
Devour the strength of his skin.
It's going to devour what?
It devours the strength of his skin.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point. Mother, hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point right there. I got so happy behind all this. All right. Again, look at the captain. The captain ready to go. All got happy. He's, hey, how's your back look, Captain? How your back look, Sear? Well, I'm back doing pretty good there, brother. Hallelujah,
well.
See, now I forgot my precept. Now I got caught in my folly and forgot my precept. Okay, but God, I've gone back to what was that then.
Look at Joel.
I don't got happy over here. Hey, bro, y'all don't got happy over here already, man. So I forgot my precept out of that thing. I had a precept. Go on back to what was that.
The book of Joel, chapter 18.
What?
And verse 13.
What it say?
13 read.
What it read?
It says, devour the strength of his skin.
Okay, go back and read verse 12 again. What are they going to do for you in verse 12 again?
Verse 12.
What?
His strength shall be hunger bitten.
Okay.
And destruction shall be ready at his side.
Okay.
Verse 13. It shall devour the strength of his skin.
It's going to devour the strength of your skin.
Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength.
Hold that point. Yeah, now. Okay, hold that point. Amen. Let's run to Matthew chapter 10. It will devour the strength of your what?
Skin.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you something. The Bible tells a story. What did it say over here in particular verse 26? Down in verse 29. 26 down to verse 29. Listen good.
Shall bring every work into judgment.
Well, Enter judgment. Wait, hold that point. I got to put a rabbi out. Me out, okay? Let's go to Isaiah 65. Let's go to Isaiah 65. See, you've got a spirit operation on you. Okay, we're going to Isaiah 65, and we're going to see what he's going to bring everything into, what he say he's going to do again? Okay. Verse 24, 65, 24.
Isaiah chapter
65,
verse
24. Listen to this.
And it shall come to pass that before they even thought,
think about what they called. Go ahead.
I will ask.
I'm going to tell you where you at. Before it come to your mind, I'm going to tell you where you at. Go ahead, read. Come on.
While they are yet speaking, I will hear.
And while you yet speaking, I'm gonna be on coming conclusion on you. And we can read. We ain't gonna read a vision of Paul and enough spirit. That's enough talking. They belong to me. That's enough talking. They belong to me now. You know what you said in your book. It ain't no more talking. It's the sixth anointed cap got all the talking. The talking is over with. It's time to whoop them now. We can read that, but we gonna do it in this lesson. So he's telling you right now, you got to be up on this day right here, because you know when this man gonna shut you down. If you don't get your talk and walk right now, if you shut him down, it's gonna be too late. When the man waking you up, before you open your mouth, they're gonna be cutting you on with a razor. Did you read all this? You mean you wanna go through all this punishment? We tell you in advance what happened to you. And you still will not tatter those down to six anointed camps. All the ministers are going to tell you what the man is saying. You are the face this man that Brother Micaiah is ready to read about. Come on, Brother Micaiah, let's read about who this brother face. And you're going to face him, too. Come on back where you at, Brother Micaiah. Go on there now. You're already had your mark in there.
Yeah. Look at Joe.
Huh?
I
got to get some storm machine going on around here. Storm machine popping some book around here.
Yeah, verse 13.
What does it say?
Well, we stopped off at verse 14.
Okay, well, read 13 again.
All right.
Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Job, chapter 18, verse 13.
What does it say?
It shall devour the strength of his skin.
Yes.
Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength.
Yep.
Verse 14.
Listen.
His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle.
Your covenant is going to be rooted out. You have terror on all that puffed up spirit you had. You ain't going to be able to find that thing. He said, hey, where you at? Puffed up, I'm gone. Puffed up, I'm gone now. You on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Puffed up is on your own. Even puffed up will run your lead.
Oh, wow.
They're going to leave you out there on your own when this man get at you.
Yeah.
You said, I had an arrogant spirit. I had a bet. He said, look here. I know I was me and you. I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
The backbiting spirit, I was me and you. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Look at you. You on your own now.
Mm-hmm.
You mean all of you have been beating me down? Yeah, we gone now. Mm-hmm. We gone. We got our own thing to worry about now.
Right.
You see what's going on? We can work you over now. Hey, you look like a corner of your eyes now, but we going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read.
And it shall bring him to the king of terror.
Ain't that? We can bring him to what?
To the king of terror.
I mean, every wicked spirit you got in here going to break out and leave you out there butt naked.
Yeah.
And now you'll be face to face with who?
The king of terror.
The king. You ain't seen no terror. Tomorrow, I'm in a bad community.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen the terror that's come up on you if you ain't got this man right.
That's right.
Isn't it we reading this?
Hallelujah.
You're going to come face to face with who?
King of terror.
The king of terror. You want to face him? Keep on missing these Saturdays. Keep on missing these feast days. Keep on not paying your tithes, free will offering and donations. Keep on. And you turn them out on you. And you're going to come face to face with who?
The king of terror.
The king of terror. Is that him? I don't wear my fringe. Okay, keep on. But one day, everything that said you didn't want to do is going to leave your body. They're going to be gone. Because I remember wicked spirit talking to you, telling you this right anyway, right?
Yeah.
They know to go. Then they didn't tell Lazarus, look here, cast us out, but can we go in the itching pigs over there? He said, come out the man. They going to leave you. All that backbite mama spirit, they gonna break up out. They gonna leave you out there on your own. You know what I mean? The backbite, the mama spirit, I don't like this. Look, they gone.
Yeah.
You ain't never wicked spirit, ain't you?
Yeah.
When Yahweh can look at the wicked spirit, can get about you, get gone about your business. And they gonna leave you out there standing there naked with full clothes on, but you be naked from the word of Yahweh. That was you'll be naked from. You see? Now come on back. Who got that Matthew 10? Who will read that Matthew 10? Okay, come on back and read that Matthew 10. All right, Brother Yahdai Israel. I got warming enough. I'm ready to go somewhere and be eating them up and drinking them up now. Who will read that Matthew?
Was that 19?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, look at that. I can't get nothing from. Who's in that? What's in the 10th chapter?
That was you. That was you.
Okay, the 10th. Okay, so Matthew 10, verse 26, you want me to start there?
Yeah, what you read. Okay.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 26.
What is it?
Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
You see that?
And hid that shall not be known.
For everything you think you did, hid things and did, you know, all that can be revealed. It's a time and a chance for everything, Ecclesiastes 3. So everything you have did, all them backbite phone calls you made, all that, I don't like this, I don't like, all that's going to be on the table. And them same spirits that had you like that, they're going to say, I'm gone. It'll got you up for us. We gone. You will be standing up there and say, God, dog, you mean nobody? Nope, nobody with you. Nobody with you. You on your own now. Go ahead, read.
Verse 27. What I tell you in darkness, I shall speak you in the light.
Go ahead.
And what you hear in the ear, that teaches you upon the housetop.
Right.
Verse 28.
Now you gonna make it plain. Make it plain here.
And fear not them which kill the body.
I mean, they all got some backbite. You don't worry about this.
Right.
You know. Go ahead.
But I'm not able to kill the soul.
That can't kill your spirit. Because you know you're about this thing. So you hear all that. You don't worry about what they going to say. But now I'm going to tell you something. Now, come on, what are you going to say?
But
fear him.
Which is able to destroy both soul and body.
That's the one you better be worrying about.
Yes.
The one that can tear you off pieces. Matter of fact, let's read that, Cap. Let's read that. Let's go to the 5th chapter of Psalms. Let's read that. See, tell me what time it is. And we're telling you this. And all this will come back and bite you. All this will come back and bite you. Everything. Matter of fact, read that. Mother E, read 12 or 46 and 48 of St. John. And I'm waiting with the captain in the 5th chapter of Psalms, waiting on him. What you got there, Mother E? Give me, what I say? What? And 48. Mm-hmm. Well, you can go and read straight on through 46 down to verse 48. Let's see what that says. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 48. Let's see what it says. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I am come as life unto the world.
Right.
That whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness.
Right. If you believe on him, you will not be up on a faith. Because faith don't leave you. You know, they you love leaders don't do something that faith won't do is lead you. Now, you know it's that cliche about. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to come a time that Satan gonna say you on your own.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around you. Mm-hmm. Not get ready to happen to you.
That's right.
I don't even want to see it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 38.
What?
He that rejected me and received heed not my words, as one that judges him.
Mm-hmm.
The words that I have spoken,
mm-hmm.
the same shall judge him in the last day.
Wait a minute, Mama. What's going to judge you in the last days? The word. That's what you rejecting right now. Keeping the feast day, Sabbath day, wearing fringes. This is going to judge you in the last days. The same thing he's telling you is going to be what? Going to be put right on the table before you in the last days. Go ahead. That was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounded real good. Okay, so what were we holding?
You didn't read 47.
Yeah, did you read 47?
No.
Okay, come on, 47. You read 48?
Yeah.
All right, read 47 then.
Verse, St. John chapter 12, verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not.
Uh-huh.
For I come not to judge the world, but to
save
the world.
So he said, you know, he said, look, I came to save the world. But if you don't believe this, then you're going to be on your own. And every wicked demon you got in you that got you missing these, what this man got on the table, they're going to leave you. They're going to leave you out there naked. Or y'all believe you have a full set of clothes on. But you'll be naked. Because there'll be nobody there. Nobody, all the ones that you was backbiting with, they'll have their own troubles too. Everybody had their own troubles. And you're going to be standing up there butt naked, but with your mink coat on and everything and your daily dues on. But you're going to be naked. And a man going to deal with you. Huh? Mm-hmm. Now, let me say over in the 50th chapter, verse number 22 and 23. No. Read 21. 50 verse 21 and 22. Yeah, 50, and bring me some text, Cap. Bring me some little text reading there, Cap.
50, verse 21.
Yes, sir, and 22.
Psalm 50, verse 21 and 22.
Read it up.
These things have thou done.
These things that you have did. These things that you did, what?
And Yahweh kept silent.
And he didn't sit there and watch you. Not that whole point. He didn't sit there and watch you. He said, I kept silent. You over there backbiting, mind and complaining. I just kept silent and watching you. Preach up that altar. Scale 515 or Hosea. He said, I just sit there and watch you.
Yeah.
He just backbiting, mind and complaining. I don't like this. I don't like this. Ain't keeping no feast days. Ain't doing nothing but sitting on the top of the bay. He said, I just sit there and watch you. Hosea 5:15. Hosea 5:15.
Yes.
He said, what did he say? God help us with the chaos. Look at, she's struggling big time over there. Somebody help out, Lisa. She's on looking. Now her eyes ain't acting right now. 5:15, what did he say to the case?
Daniel.
515. Hosea 515. Yes, sir. What
is saying 515? Hosea chapter 5, verse 15.
What is it?
I will go and return to my place.
He's going to go and return to my place.
Till they acknowledge their offense.
Until you acknowledge that you is not doing nothing in the Bible.
Yes.
Seek my face.
And you got to do what?
Seek my face.
You got to seek his face.
In their affliction.
In your affliction.
Mm-hmm.
They will seek me early.
We don't know what's going to force you to make it. But he tell you like this.
Oh.
Don't let the affliction get you. So, you know, the man, if you hear anything what the man saying in his Bible, the man says, I'm just going to watch you. I'm going to watch you continue to make calls, backbiting. Oh, yeah, that's what happened down there. He's just going to watch you. The man's going to get you. If you ain't got the Torah instruction, the man is going to get you. And on that note, all the Father Yahweh Israel. Women, did you finish out that verse?
Yes, I did.
No, well, give me that, give Brother Yah got one more woman, give me one hit in there. Where that, that 50th chapter Psalm, the captain of ran away from that verse. So that 21 and 22?
Yes, Psalm 50, verse 21 and 22.
What does it say?
Psalm 50, verse 21 and
22. Yes.
Psalm 50, verse 21.
What's
it say? These things hath Yah done, and Yahuwah kept silent.
He did.
Thou soundest that Yahuwah was altogether such as one as thyself.
Yeah,
But Yahuwah will reprove you.
Yahuwah will do what?
Reprove you.
He will reprove you.
And set them in order before your eyes.
And he sent the sixth anointed camp of voices of a Jewish life all over the world before your eyes. Go ahead.
Psalm 50, verse 22.
What?
Now consider this.
Now he's telling you to consider something now. Mm-hmm. He said, consider this now.
You that forget Yahuwah.
You that do what?
Forget Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Lest I tell you in peace.
And he'll do what?
Tear you in peace.
That's the man saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And there be none to deliver.
I mean, even a wicked spirit going to break out running. Mm-hmm. Even a wicked spirit going to break out running. They're going to leave you out there by yourself. But him to do what to you?
Tear you in peace.
Tear you in peace. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah built you that seed right.
That's what bless
you, Israel.
A seed
right.
So they got a direct
order. Mm-hmm. Had to move, had a groove and move, right?
Right.
He sent forth the ministers of those that are heirs of salvation. Mm-hmm. What is it that will make you, how do we find that word, an heir of salvation? What does that mean? He sent forth to those that are heirs of salvation. How do we define that word in the book of Genesis? David, Peter, Steve, Roy. That's what it means to be an heir. Genesis 15, let's look at 1 through 4. Look at Genesis 15, verse 1 through 4. David, Peter, Steve, Roy.
Genesis chapter 15. 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1-4. Verse 1.
Yes,
after these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying,
and what?
Fear not, Abram.
Fear not, Abram.
I am your shield. And your exceeding great reward.
I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. God.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And Abram said, Yahweh, what will you give me?
But Abraham, first thing at it, by the way, look at Yahweh. What you going to do for me? God.
Seeing I go childless.
Seeing I have no child, go ahead.
And the steward of my family is the
Eleazar of Damascus. Come on.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, one born in the family is mine. Heir.
One born in my family is my heir.
Yes.
Great.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying,
then what?
This shall not be mine heir.
This shall not be your heir.
Your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir.
So an heir is one that comes forth out of your own bowels, through your own bloodline, right? Yes. Let's see how is Israel reckoned, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's see if we can pinpoint how is Israel reckoned in the book of Corinthians. Then Chronicles. Let me see if I can put it out. How is Israel reckoned in the book of, let me see what I want. I believe Second Chronicles, but let me peep that out. I'm running on films over here today. See, what are we looking for in Corinthians? 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Let me see if I can pull this out. Okay. It's there. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Brother Micaiah Israel, verse number 1. Let's see how is Israel reckoned here. Brother Micaiah Israel.
1 Corinthians.
1 Chronicles. Chapter 9, verse 1.
All right, the book of First Chronicles.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Chapter 9, verse 1.
How's Israel reckoned?
Right. Verse 1 reads.
Uh-huh.
So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy.
All Israel is reckoned by bloodline, right?
Yeah.
By genealogy. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's see if we get a sight of witness. Verse number 19. Make that verse number 12. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12. They said that these ministers' spirits are sent to those that are heirs of salvation. You find out in order to be an heir, you have to come through that bloodline, right?
Mm-hmm.
All Israel is reckoned by genealogy.
2
Samuel
7,
verse
12.
Let the captain
Aaron
Israel see you
run. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
When your days be fulfilled,
and thou shalt sleep with thy father. Yahweh will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and Yahweh will establish his kingdom.
But he said that your head is one that comes forth out of your bloodline, right? Now, Israel was reckoned by genealogy. Let's write to the book of 2 Chronicles right quick. Sister K. Israel and C. Roy. Run to 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9. So let's see if it's more to this thing than just being in the bloodline. 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9. Sister K. Israel and C. Roy.
2 Chronicles, chapter 16,
verse number 9. Yes, ma'am.
For the eyes of Yahweh run to, throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have war.
So he said that the eye of Yahweh run to and fro about the old earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose mind is perfect toward him. Let's look at First Enoch, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see how this thing is going down here in the book of First Enoch. We want to look at First Enoch chapter 100. We'll keep that verse number. Let's keep it at that verse number. Let's keep it at that 1 through 5. First book of Enoch chapter 100, verse number 1 through 5. Let's see what we can grab from the book of First Enoch, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. The first Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 1 through 5. He said that the eye of Yahweh runs to and fro on the behalf of those whose mind is perfect. Let's see if we can get an answer out of Enoch. What is he trying to say there? From the D.F. Israel C. Roy.
First Enoch, chapter 100, 1 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall kill one another,
mm-hmm.
and brethren shall fall in death together until the stream flow with their blood.
Verse number 2, come up.
2. For a man shall not withhold his hand from killing his son, and his son's son, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honest brother.
Mm-hmm.
From dawn until sunset, they shall kill one another.
So Yahweh, through the eyes of Enoch, let us know how it's going to really go down in a minute, right? Verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3,
mm-hmm.
And the horse shall walk up to the beast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged to its height.
They say the horses shall walk up to the breast in blood of sinners, right?
Mm.
Yes.
And the chariot shall be submerged in its height. Verse number 4.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
In those days, the ministering spirit shall descend into the secret place and gather together into one place all those who brought down sin, and the Most High will arise on that day of judgment to execute great judgment among sinners.
Verse 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And moreover, all the righteous.
And over all the righteous.
And over all the righteous. And the righteous, he will appoint guardians from among the righteous ministering spirit to guard them as the apple of an idol.
Hallelujah.
Until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin. And even if the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have nothing to fear.
He said that over the righteous, he's going to appoint these guardians, right? See, we get an example of Yahweh in action. Let's run to the book of Samuel. Mother Israel, see you right here. Let's run to the book of 1 Samuel, around about 15, 16. Let me peep at it. Let's see if we can get an example of that in writing. Mother Israel, see you right here. Let's run to 1 Samuel 16. Let's look at verse number 12 through 15. 1 Samuel 16, verse 12 through 15. Mother Israel, see you right. They say you're going to appoint guardians over the righteous, right?
Right.
Let's see if we get from the righteous minister spirit, then what do you say?
Yeah.
He's going to appoint some guardians for the wicked as well. Let's see if we can pinpoint this thing, Mother. 1 Samuel 16, 12 through 15, what do you say?
1 Samuel 16, verse 12 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sent and brought him in. Then he was ruddy.
He was ruddy.
Ruddy.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that was all.
Was all of a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
And God led to look to.
Good.
And
goodly to look to.
And goodly to look to.
So this is a painted picture of King David, right? He said he was goodly to look to, and
the Yahweh said, arise, and not him, but this is he.
Mm-hmm.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of the Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
So he said the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward, right? Verse 14, what did he say?
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
But the spirit of the Yahweh departed from Saul,
mm-hmm.
and an evil spirit from David.
Israel, right?
Right.
Verse 28.
the Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
Hold on, let's see what he wrote there, Mother. What did he give him? Oh, that's one. Let's just Deuteronomy right quick. Let's see what Yahweh did he give him Ten Commandments, but let's see what he gave him, Mother Z. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up at verse number 7. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7 through 10. Let's see what did he give him. Deuteronomy 32, 7 through 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the years of many generations.
Please.
Ask your father.
Ask your father.
And he will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Your elders.
Uh-huh.
And they will tell you.
Verse 8. Come on.
Verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations, there is their inheritance.
So when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, what did he do?
When he separated the sons of Adam, and he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
So he set the bounds according to the number of the family of Israel. And why he set the bounds according to the number of the family of Israel? Who can answer that question? What is the number of the family of Israel? From the Genesis, from the Micah, Israel, and Seroy, Genesis 24:60. What is the number of the family of Israel? Genesis 24, verse number 60. From the Micah, Israel, and Seroy.
Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 60 reads.
What do you read?
And they blessed Rebekah,
uh-huh,
and said unto her, Thou art our sister.
Mm-hmm.
Be thou the mother of thousands of millions.
So Israel is how many?
Thousands
of millions. So he said he had to wait to give Israel his full portion, right? To see what was left. Is that right?
Yes,
but the Deuteronomy, but Micah, Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let's see if we can get a second witness concerning the matter. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 11. Brother Micaiah Israel is singing royal. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 11.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 11. Verse 11 mm-hmm. reads.
What do you read?
Yahweh, your fathers make you a blessing. And they make you a thousand times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he had promised.
So Yahweh was multiplying Israel by the thousands of millions. Ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
What is the statement that he made to Abraham concerning his seed, right? He made a statement to Abraham, let me see if I can pull it out, concerning his seed. Especially in the book of Brother Captain Irvin Israel of Seed Royce. Unto Genesis 15. Let's see that verse number 5. Genesis 15, verse 5 and 6. Brother Captain Irvin Israel of C.E. Roy. Let's see what Yahweh told Abram concerning his seed, right? Genesis 15, 5 and 6. Brother Captain Irvin Israel of C.E. Roy.
Genesis 15, verses 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 15, verse 5.
What did it say?
And he brought him forth abroad.
Uh-huh.
And said,
what did he say?
Look now toward heaven.
Uh-huh.
And tell the stars that thou be able to number them.
He said, look up to heaven, right? And see them stars and see if you can number them, right? Good.
And he said unto him, so shall your seed be.
Verse number 6. Come on.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Genesis 15, verse 6.
Come on.
And he believed in Yahweh. And he counted it to him for righteousness.
So he said that your seed was going to be like the stars in the heaven, right?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that Deuteronomy. So Yahweh had to give Israel a portion, and he had to see what was left, right? For the other 17 nations. Deuteronomy 32, 7 to 10, so it's the AP of CDFC Royal.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Remember the days of old.
Remember the days of old.
Consider the years of many generations.
Yes, ma'am.
Ask your father.
Ask your father.
And he will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Your elders, and they will tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8. And when the Most High divided to the nations, their inhabitants.
When the Most High divided to the nations, their inhabitants, what did he do?
When he separated the sons of Ephraim,
uh-huh.
he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the family of Israel.
But he had to set the bounds according to the number of the family of Israel, because Israel is 100, what he said, 1,000 of millions. He had to see, I got to give Israel everything coming to them, see what they was left. I can do. Instructions back. Exodus 19, 1 through 8. Sister K educate Israel to see you, Roy.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai.
Hey.
Verse number 2.
Yes, ma'am.
For they were departed from Rephidim.
Rephidim.
And were come to the desert of Sinai.
Uh-huh.
And had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mountain.
So they came to the Mount Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai in the third month.
And Moses, verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying,
say what?
Thus shall thy say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
This is what I want you to say to the children of Israel, the family of Israel. Verse 4.
Verse number 4.
Uh-huh.
You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings.
Three.
Brought you unto myself.
Verse 5, come on.
Verse number 5. Uh-huh. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me.
Now let us see what Moses really said there. So you're going to be a peculiar. The book of Deuteronomy, that's what we need to hear. We need to hear Deuteronomy. That's what we need to hear, right? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 6. Mother D.F. Israel of P.E. Royal. Deuteronomy 7, verse number 6. So let's see what was the word that was there. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Mother D.F. Israel of P.E. Royal.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For thou art an righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Read.
Yahweh, your Yahweh has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth.
Yahweh chose you to be what kind of people?
Special people.
So let's run back to that Exodus. With that information, Sister K. Israel. Exodus 19, verse number 5.
Exodus chapter 19, verse number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a special treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Verse number 6, come on.
Verse number 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and righteous nations.
They say you're going to be a kingdom of priests. What is the duty of the priests that we can read? What is the duty of the priest? We can read. What is the priest's duty? Because he said you are a kingdom of priests, right?
Yeah.
So what is it? What is your duty? What did Yahweh give you to do? Right in the book Malachi, 2 verse 7. Well, Israel is the royal. Let's see what the duty of the priest. Look at Malachi 2, verse 7. Well, Israel is the royal. What is the priest's duty? Malachi 2, verse 7. Mother Israel is the royal.
Was the priest lips should keep knowledge.
They said the priest lips should do what?
Keep knowledge.
Keep knowledge, go ahead.
And they should seek the Torah instruction at his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
For he is the messenger of the Yahweh.
For he is the messenger of Yahweh host. So the priest lips should do what?
something, brother. Y'all got it.
All right, brother. Do you have to come on with it?
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Verse
2, verse 9.
All
chapter
right.
2, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
First Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation,
mm-hmm.
a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah, what? He said that your duty is to show forth his praises, right?
That's right.
So he said the priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the Torah instruction and his mouth. So he said you are a royal. Didn't he call you royal?
Yes.
Is that what he said? You're not just any old kind of priesthood. You are a royal priesthood.
Leviticus 24:8. Every Sabbath, he shall set it in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Well, what really do with the Sabbath day? But what can I say? It all works for me. he made a statement before we go back to that accident. He made a statement since you put that on the table, brother. I gotta kinda clean it up a little bit. Brother Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3, what do you say? But the Deuteronomy 8:3. Yes, sir.
And he humbled thee.
Uh-huh.
And suffered thee to hunger.
Please.
And fed thee with manna.
Mm-hmm.
Which thou knewest not.
Yes, sir.
Neither did your fathers know.
Uh-huh.
That he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only.
Please.
But by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live.
So every word of Yahweh is good, right?
Hallelujah.
Every word that proceeds out of his mouth. So let's go back to Exodus 19. Pick it back about 5-8. Just in case Israel will see you right.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, if ye obey my voice indeed,
please,
and keep my covenant,
uh-huh.
then ye special people, treasure unto me.
And you shall be a special treasure
unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Verse number 6, come on.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. These are the words which thou speak unto the children of Israel.
These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the family of Israel. Mm-hmm. Verse number 7, come on.
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him.
So Moses came and called for the elders. Why did he call for the elders? Why did Moses take this information to the elders? Why did he take this information to the elders? What was the instruction that Yahweh gave to Moses that we just read in Exodus 3:15-16? Mother, the Israel of see right. Exodus 3:15-16. What's the instruction that Yahweh gave Moses?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses.
What did he say?
Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel,
what?
The family of Israel,
mm-hmm.
to Yahweh,
Yahweh of your father.
Uh-huh.
The Yahweh of Abraham.
Me.
The Yahweh of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The Yahweh.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
The Yahweh of Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh of Jacob has sent me unto you.
Me.
This is my name forever.
Uh-huh.
This is my memorial unto all generations.
Verse 16, what do you say?
Verse 16.
Amen.
Go and gather the elders of Israel together,
mm-hmm,
and say unto them.
Say unto them what?
Thus says Yahweh, Yahweh of your father.
Uh-huh.
Father, the Yahweh of Abraham.
Yes, ma'am.
Of Isaac and of Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt, polluted from Mitzrayim, the land of money.
Yahweh gave Moses direct instructions, right? Go and gather elders. Look at Exodus 4, 29. This is the A, B, and B, and B, Roy. Exodus 4, verse 29. Look at Exodus chapter 4, verse 29.
Exodus chapter
4,
verse
29. Mm-hmm.
And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the family of Israel.
So Moses and Aaron, they followed the instructions, right? And why did Yahweh tell them to gather together? What was the purpose for that?
Protocol.
What was the purpose that he told Moses to gather together? That we can read
the truth of Israel.
That we can read. That we can read.
Verse 30.
That we can read.
Verse
30. Find the Numbers chapter 11. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy. Numbers chapter 11. And let's pick it up at verse number
11.
Yeah, Numbers chapter 11. Let's pick it up at verse number 14 to 17. And verse 25. Numbers chapter 11, verse 14 to 17. And verse 25. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy.
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse
14
through 17, verse 25.
Yes, sir.
Verse 14. I am not able to bear out this people alone because it is too heavy for me.
So Moses is going to let us know exactly what was on his mind, right? Look here, I'm not able to bear all these people alone. It's too heavy for me. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And if thou deal with thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand.
Now he said, and if you deal thus with me, God gonna take me along me, right? Go ahead and take me, put me 6 feet under. I pray you. Where?
If I have found favor in thy sight, and mm-hmm, let me not see my wretchedness.
Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
For Yahweh said unto Moses,
what do you say?
Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel.
He said, now go get 70 men of the elders of Israel, go ahead.
Whom thou knowest to be the elders of thy people.
Go ahead.
And officers over them.
Uh-huh.
And bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation.
Go ahead.
That they may stand there with thee.
Well, we got the answer to when he gathered the elders, right? They might stand there with you. Verse 17, come on.
Verse 17.
What happened?
And I will come down and talk with you.
Yes.
And I will take of the spirit which is, mm-hmm, upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee.
Yes.
That thou bury not thyself alone.
Verse 25, what do you say?
Verse 25, and Yahweh, uh-huh, came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh purpose for Moses gathering the elders so that he wouldn't be, he wouldn't have to bear his load alone, right? The book of Exodus 19. Let's come back over there. Let's pick it up there, 7 and 8. Sister K. Israel C. Roy. Exodus 19, verse 7 and 8. Well, let's see how the people responded when Yahweh brought this agreement to them. The first five books, let's see how they responded to it. Verse 7 and 8.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him.
Verse 8, come on.
Verse number 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And all the people answered together and said,
they say,
all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the word of the people unto Yahweh.
So the people say, all that Yahweh say, we will do, right? And Joshua made a statement, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's see how Joshua put this thing in the book of Hosea. Look at where Joshua 24, verse 19 and 20. Let's see what Joshua Hosea has to add. Book of Hosea, look at the word Joshua 24, verse number 19 through 21.
Joshua, saluted for Hosea, chapter 24, verse 19 and 20.
19 through 21.
19
through
21. Yes, ma'am. Verse 19. Uh-huh. And Hosea said unto the people,
Hosea,
when
the word for Joshua
said
to the people, what?
You cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a righteous Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He is a jealous Yahweh.
He said Yahweh is a jealous Yahweh. Go ahead.
He will not forgive your sin, nor your sin.
He said he will not forgive your sin.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 20,
uh-huh.
If you forsake Yahweh.
Now he said, if you forsake Yahweh, what about it?
And serve strange false Yahweh,
then
he will turn and do you hurt.
So he said, we read earlier in the book of Job, chapter 11, right? What kind of guy he is, right?
King of terror.
He's a king of terror, ain't he, right?
Yeah.
So Yahweh would do you some, He would put
some pain on you.
It don't have to be physical. It could be mental.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother G. Up Israel. What else going on?
He consumed you. After that, he has done you good.
Verse 21, what did he say?
21. And the people stand until polluted Joshua, Hosea, nay, but we will serve Yahweh.
But the people say, hey, we don't serve us if Yahweh.
Yeah.
But let's see if they kept their end of the bargain. Mother, did they keep their end of the bargain in the book of Psalm 78? Let's see what Yahweh concerning the family of Israel. He made a statement in Psalm 78. Mother, if I can put it out.
I got one for you, too, with the reprobate man. You said he'll put it.
All right, we get that right. Well, hold that up. Let me see if I can get rolling over here. I'm struggling over here. I'm trying to pull out something out of the word of Yahweh. Let's look at the book of Psalms, Mother. Book of Psalms 78. Yahweh made a statement concerning what the family of Israel, because they say all that Yahweh say, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do. We're going to be obedient. But let's run to the book of Isaiah before we get that song. Mother Z Israel. Let's run to the book of Isaiah 46. Book of Isaiah 46, right quick. Let's see if I can pull out of the state. Look, Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, Mother Z Israel C. Royce. Give me time to lay my eyes on what I'm looking for here in Psalm, Mother E. The book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9 and 10, what did he say? What do Yahweh know when the children of Israel let that statement come out of their mouth? What he, what was he aware of, Mother Zeke? Read on.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Declaring the end from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, said, my counsel shall stand.
My counsel shall stand to me.
And I will do all my pleasure.
So Yahweh called the end from the beginning, right?
Right.
Well, it wasn't nothing that went down that he was surprised about. Let's see how them, what he knew about we the people. In the book of Psalms, Mother Israel of Zerah, Psalm 78. Let's look at verse number 10, 35 to 38. Mother Israel of Zerah. The book of Psalm 78, verse 10, 35 to 37. Mother Israel of Zerah. What did Yahweh know? When the word came out of forefather mouth, Yahweh already was on the note, right? What did he know, Mother? Psalm 78, verse 10, 35 to 37. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 10, verse 35 to 37.
Yes,
ma'am. 35 to 37. 37. Book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
They kept not the covenant of Yahweh.
Great.
But
he said they kept not the covenant of Yahweh, and they refused to walk in his Torah's trust. Verse 35, come on.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
And they remembered that Yahweh was their rock.
He said, and they remembered that Yahweh was their rock,
And behind Yahweh their redeemer.
And behind Yahweh their redeemer. Verse 36.
36.
Yes, ma'am.
Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth.
That mother, for that point, he said, nevertheless, that the tongue got to work real good, right?
Mm-hmm. No way.
But let's run to Brother Makai Israel C. Roy. Let's run to Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1. Numbers 30, verse 22. What about that tongue, Brother Makai Israel? Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1, verse 2. Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes, concerning the family of Israel, saying,
what?
This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded.
This is what Yahweh commanded. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
If a man that is bound unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his person with a bond, he shall not break his word.
But if a man or a woman,
man or
woman, bound unto Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
Should not break their word. Go ahead.
He or she should not break his or her word.
Mm-hmm.
He or she should do according to all that proceeded out of his or her mouth.
Brother Captain Irving Israel C. Roy, now is your moment, Captain. It's all on you.
Oh,
about it's all on you now.
About that reprobate man?
Whatever you're working with, come on with it.
I guess that's about when you said about sometimes this hurt ain't always pain, it can be mental. Mm-hmm. I better pick up on that when you find
out. We read earlier in the book of Job that he put some tear on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It got to be physical. That can be all in your brain, right?
Yeah, it go right here. He said,
all right. Romans, let's see how you go tie this in.
Romans chapter 1, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge,
yes, sir.
Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind.
So Yahweh gave them over to what?
A reprobate mind.
Go ahead.
To do those things which are not convenient.
Now, since you put it on the table, we probably where I get a follow-up precept, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let's see how Yahweh worked this thing, Mother Z Israel. Let's see how he worked this thing in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's keep that verse number 10 through 12. 2 Thessalonians 2. Verse number 10 through 12. Mother Z Israel of Senior Royal. Let's see how Yahweh worked this thing, Mother Z. 2 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 10 through 12. We're going to get a follow-up precept concerning the matter.
That's in Thessalonians chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 10 through 12.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see how you have our working.
That's in Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And with all
deceivableness.
With all deceivableness of righteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
And with all deceivableness.
Deceivableness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Them that perish.
Come on.
Because they receive not the love of the truth,
mm-hmm.
that they might be saved.
What do y'all go out and do in verse 11?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And of these.
And for this cause.
And for this cause, Yahweh send them strong delusions.
Okay. What kind of delusion?
Strong delusion.
Strong delusion.
Hello,
with it.
That they should believe a lie.
Number 12. Why?
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
That they all might be damned.
Mm.
Who believe not the truth. But
that's why I say, but what? Go ahead and read that.
But have pleasure in Torah breaking, right?
Who are these Corinthians that we can read?
First, Corinthians chapter 1.
Who are these Corinthians that we can read?
Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 1 and 2. Come on, Abel.
Come on,
Abel. What you
going to
do with that?
Then we can read now.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Paul called to be apostle of Yahweh the Son.
Paul called to be an apostle of Yahweh the Son,
the will of Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And
Sosthenes,
our brother.
And Sosthenes, our brother. Verse 2. Let's see how you handle this.
And the congregation of Yahweh.
And to the congregation of Yahweh, where are they located?
Which is at Corinth.
He writes his letter to Corinth.
Uh-huh.
Who he writes it to?
Uh-huh.
That's what we want to know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he said they called to be who?
The
same. Now, how you going to break that down?
So he ain't just writing to anybody, huh?
No.
Who is he writing to? To the saint that's what? The saint that's what? According to what you can read? That's what?
It's called to be
saint. Oh, the one that is called to be saint.
Uh-oh.
That's the one he writing to.
Now, we got to follow up. Who is these saints? Gotta
make it plain as can be.
Make it plain.
Hold
that point. I got stepped up on a statement. Let's see how we got it. Verses saying.
Then we can read.
Brother Micaiah, Israel, Theroy. Let's run to the book of Habakkuk. See what Habakkuk got to add to the conversation right quick. You coming back there, but I find me some Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1. I believe I'm looking for. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Well, the Micaiah Israel, see, right? We got to deal with the word of Yahweh, yes.
Yeah.
What did he say to Habakkuk? What was the instruction he gave to Habakkuk?
But
the Micaiah Israel. That's
when he gave to Habakkuk, chapter 2. I mean, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1, read.
What did he read?
The bird which Habakkuk pulled.
Book of Habakkuk chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
I was standing upon my watch.
If I'm going to stand on my watch, go ahead.
And set me upon the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And will watch to see what he will say unto me.
Go ahead.
And what I shall answer when I am reproved.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh answered me and said.
What did he say?
Write the bid.
Write the bid.
Make it plain upon the
table.
Make it plain. Upon the table. That he may run that readeth it.
So we got the saints on the table, but we got to make it plain, right?
Hallelujah. You
know what the instructions say? If we got to follow Yahweh's instructions, in that way, we found out that every word of Yahweh, we got every word of Yahweh in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, however you put it.
That's good. Yeah.
It's true. All right, baby. I need all the everybody can get.
Hallelujah.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, 1 and 2. So how you going to work that out, Sister Abel? Who are these saints that we can read?
That we can read. 49
verse
1 and 2. So say it is me. Oh, Cap. Pop some scriptures on that. Go ahead, Cap.
Get ready to read.
Exodus chapter 25. And let's keep at verse number 1.
1, 2, and 3.
Turn right on, brother Yahda Israel.
Exodus 25, 1, 2, and 3. So Yahweh, the
Spirit
walked in the temple and power of his voice, right?
Yeah.
Now let's look at Exodus 25, 1, 2, and 3. Verse 9 and 8. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Exodus 25, 1, 2, 3, and verse 8.
Exodus chapter
25,
verse
1, 2,
and verse
8. 1, 2, 3, and verse 7,
8. Exodus chapter 25, verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
1. Uh-huh.
And Yahweh
speaks
unto Moses, saying.
So Yahweh is talking to Moses. What are you telling Moses, mother?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the family of Israel. Go ahead.
That they bring me an offering of every man.
Go ahead.
That yield it willingly.
Mm-hmm.
This is mine. He shall take my
take my offering. Come out. Verse 3.
Verse 3.
What did it say?
And this is the offering which you shall take of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, silver, and brass.
Verse 8, what did he say?
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And let them make me a sanctuary.
Let them make me a temple.
That I may dwell among them.
And that question on the table. Who is making this statement here? Who is this that's making this statement? So let them make me a temple that I may dwell with them. That we can read. Who's making this statement? Turn to the book of St. John, Mother of Israel. Let's see who's doing the talking here. As he said, I want to dwell with the family of Israel. Who ordained the temple in the first place? The book of St. John, chapter 5. Mother of Israel, see you right. Let's look at 39, 37.
Yeah, wow.
46 and 47. The book of St. John 5. 39, 46, and 47. Mother Z is able to see you right. Who is this talking to Moses saying, make me a temple? Mm-hmm. Some folks say, well, Yahweh's son, they keep. He's the one that ordained from the chapter, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Let's get a fact. 39, 46, and 47. Mother Z is able to see you right.
Thank God.
39. 46 and 47. Yes, ma'am. 39. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Search
the scripture.
Now somebody say search the scripture, please.
For in them he thinks he have eternal life,
mm-hmm.
and they are they which testify of me.
Verse 37. Who's talking?
Verse 37 or 47?
Verse 37.
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father himself will
have which has sent me.
Okay. And the Father himself which has sent me as
born witness
of me.
Yes, ma'am.
He have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his face.
Verse 47.
He would have believed me.
What?
For I wrote of
him. No, I didn't write.
Wait a minute. Had he believed Moses,
mm-hmm.
he would have believed me.
Good.
For he wrote of me.
You mean the one that told Moses to come up to the mountain and start being a secretary with who?
Yahweh.
The father, wasn't it? Verse 27, come on.
Peter.
Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. What did he say? 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy, 1 Peter 2, verse 21.
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 read.
What do you read?
For even hereunto where ye call.
For even hereunto where ye call, go ahead.
Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us.
Go ahead.
Leaving us an example.
That what?
That you should follow his steps.
Mm. You should do what?
Follow his steps.
Follow his steps.
Man, that's a bit right there. Hold on.
Book of Matthew.
Follow his steps.
Brother Captain,
every
Israel, see you.
Turn the light on, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Brother Captain, every Israel, see you, Roy.
Turn the light on, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Well, well, we got some juice working.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Matthew 16, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Yahweh the Son unto his followers.
What do you say?
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up
his covenant.
His covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And follow me.
So take up his covenant and do what?
And follow me.
Follow.
Come on.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Go ahead.
And whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
Verse 26, what do you say?
Matthew 16, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
And lose his own self.
See that?
Mm-hmm. Or what? Put the terror of the night on him.
King Terror.
Go ahead, read out. Or what?
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yeah.
What do you say?
For the Son of Man shall come in the greatness of his Father, Yahweh, with his ministering spirit.
Go ahead.
And then he shall reward every man according to their work.
St. John, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. St. John 12, 25 and 26. St. John 12, 25 and 26. Mother D.F. Israel of B. Roy.
St. John chapter
12. 25 and 26.
25
and 26. Let it read.
25.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth his life shall lose it.
Go ahead.
And he or she that hates their life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Verse 26, come on.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
If any man or woman serveth me.
He said, now if you serveth me, what about it?
Let them follow me.
Hold that point. Sister K. Israel, yeah. See you, Roy.
That big brother there.
Yeah.
Go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6.
Turn the light on, Brother Yahweh Israel. Elder teacher, turn the light on. Turn that light on.
Matthew 6, verse 24.
Turn that light on.
Which did Gentiles sacrifice
of Yahweh.
And the cup of devil.
Go ahead.
You cannot be partakers of Yahweh's table or the table of devil.
So he said that he can't serve Yahweh and Satan then.
You see that? You see that?
Who pays you gonna see that?
The book of St. John, Mother Dear Israel, see you royal. St. John 12, 25 and 26. St. John 12, 25 and 26.
St. John chapter 12, verse 25 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads,
let it read.
5. He that loveth their life,
shall lose it. He that loveth their life,
shall lose it.
Wait.
And he that hateth her life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Verse 26.
26.
Uh-huh.
If any man or woman serve me.
If any man or woman is my servant, what about
follow me.
Uh-huh.
And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Now we read that he was in the temple. On the piece of dedication, and that's what
right.
He read.
Hallelujah.
He said, hey, be my servant. Yes. He's going to be where I
am. He's going to be, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If any man or woman serve me, they will, hear my father honor.
Hosea 5:15, just watching you.
Yeah.
He going to watch you when you get excited and do a false way.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Yeah, what it say?
If any man
or woman yeah.
speak, let him speak as the oracle of Yahweh.
So you see how he disciplined us? We got to lose all the bump the drum contest.
Yeah.
And then when we speak, how we supposed to speak again?
The oracle
of Yahweh. Now, Brother Micaiah, I got something on this on what?
On the table.
On the table. I'm going to bring the table out.
I got Proverbs chapter
3,
verse
3. Proverbs 3:3.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
Yeah.
Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table, thy mind.
That's good. That's great. Write on the table of your what?
Your mind.
Table of your mind. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit more out of that. Let's go to Isaiah 30, verse 8 there. Of both Micaiah. Be writing it down. Now, be writing it down for the case. Now, you got to make sure the old cap, old cap popping the book now. And you got to, got to make sure old cap popping his book now. Hey, what you doing right now, Cap? Oh, I need to cut it. Let's pop some bars. That's what we going to pop some book.
I got some.
30 verse 8.
Don't
lose it, A plus. 30 verse 8. What did it say? Brother Micaiah. Isaiah
30,
verse 8.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 30. Verse 8 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Right.
Now go, write it before them in a table.
Write it where?
Before them in a table.
In a table.
And note it in a book.
Oh, so the table is going to turn into a what?
A book.
That
it may be for the time to come.
It might be for time to come.
Forever and ever.
So what's going to work every time?
The word.
The book. So what's going to work every time for you is to let them lose. You lose the bump of God in the contest and wait on the what?
Book.
The book.
That's right.
That's the table that you want to wait on is the book. I'm waiting on the book to come out, brother.
Mm-hmm.
On what you all wear is a book. Now, back up to Acts chapter 2, chapter 6, verse 2, Brother Micaiah. So you got, that's why you know who's who, because if they got something, they will bring the what?
Book.
The book.
That's right.
Because they know that's the game changer.
Yeah.
The book. So now, what is he saying now with that understanding when we go to Acts 6, verse 2?
Okay. The book of Acts. Chapter 6, verse number 2, read.
Yeah.
2.
Then the 12 called the multitude
of the followers unto them and said, it is not reason.
It what?
It is not reason that we should leave the word of Yahweh and serve tables.
Now what did he say? Now what's he saying? Now we got table on table again. Now we can't leave what we're doing the word of Yahweh and serve table. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, we can't leave this word and now serve tables. So the Bible always have give me a what's it say in 11 verse 6 there Captain, what's the Bible working with? What is it working with? Ishkar's boy, 11 verse 6.
Job.
Yeah, and what I need out in Sirach, 22, 24, back to back, had that way number since okay, going back to back.
Verse 6.
So listen.
Job 11 verse
6. What it say?
And that he will show you the secrets of wisdom.
Oh, it's a secret in wisdom?
That they are double to that wisdom.
So it's not going to always mean the same time every time you read. It's going to become a novel. It might mean that at that time, but it might be mean total opposite the next time.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
So you just can't also log it in and say, you talking about what? He be talking about something else.
Uh-huh.
So now that's when we know you made it, when you recognize the signs of times.
In this case,
it's talking about something else. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So now Peter said, what Peter said again? We'll come back to Acts 2, 6-2. Now Peter, Acts 6-2. Now Peter going to throw some on the table.
Acts 6-2.
What it say?
2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the followers.
Then the 12 called the multitudes of the followers.
Uh-huh. Unto them.
Unto them.
And said.
And what did he say?
It is not reason.
It's not reason.
That we should leave the word of Yahuwah.
We're supposed to leave the word of Yahuwah. Or I could say the table of Yahuwah, the word of Yahuwah. Right?
Table Yahuwah. And serve table.
And serve table. Now, what are you talking about now? So what are you talking about now?
Right.
Because the Bible has a, now, give me that Sirach. Now, we got that Sirach.
22, 24.
24. Come on, Sister Kay. Sirach. 42, 24.
Chapter 42,
mm-hmm.
verse number 24.
Yeah, what
do we? All things are double.
All things are double. So every time you get in this book, you just never be relaxed, because it might be meaning something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all, you said how many things?
All things are double. Yeah.
Go ahead.
One against another.
So otherwise, you don't never get set and think that's what it means in this case. If you might mean something, but he'll give it to you in 334, a multi of Israel. So one thing about it, you will know, see, we're going to know when we read it. Because we got to be clear that the Bible has a double meaning to it. Because we read it one way, and the only way you'll do it, give me 334. Brother Micaiah, 334. Right, you got Mother Teresa, you got all that stuff going on.
Mother Teresa.
Let's go to Isaiah 34:16 now, Captain of Isaiah. We're going to Isaiah 34:16. So this is when we know, like I tell the WCC, we coming at you, but we ain't in order yet.
That's right.
Once you got the spirit of Yahweh that he got written in his Bible, we got no trouble to come at you. Because then Yahweh going to take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you got Satan showing you over there in Deuteronomy that one's going to chase a thousand.
Yeah.
So we can send a couple over here, and they can take down a whole thousand of them.
That's right.
10,000.
You see? So, I understand, but he's talking about his word.
That's right. Word.
The word going to take care of his business. Because you ain't going to win none by might.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to win none by strength.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to win by Yahweh intervening and giving you this word.
Word.
And that's going to take him down, but that's going to activate him.
Because
one thing he's not going to break is word. Now I got to put a rabbit out of hat. I got to put a rabbit out of hat behind that one. Now where I'm going to put a rabbit out of hat on behind that one. That's big talk right there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go all the way to the book of Hebrew and pull a rabbit out of hat behind that one. So we're going to do two more. We're going to set this thing down. We're going to do about two more and set it down. It's feast time. It's time to eat them up and drink them up. So now I'm going to get me two more in here. And then, then I'm going to go get that bottle of oil out. And because that bottle of oil tell us what? A.B. or Peter, what it tell us about that bottle of oil? 2 Ezra chapter 2. Verse 37-40. See all this right here, we'll get back to this. But see, Yahweh didn't come. He done some scripture, but he looked for his Bible on this day.
Mm-hmm.
He looked for his Bible. He won't talk about yeah. I remember that book for yeah. I remember it.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who gave the power for him to do it.
That's right.
See, that's what he won't talk about. So now we can get back at this. Yeah, come on, where you at, A.B.? I'm waiting on me. Well, I'll call my hand.
What we had taken as a what?
Chapter 2. 34.
I forgot what I said. I'll call something been gone. What I said, what we talking about anyway?
What we supposed to be doing on this
feast?
The oil.
Oh, the oil. Second Ezra, yeah, give me what?
37 to 40. Second Ezra chapter 2 verse 34 to
40. Second Ezra chapter 2
verse
37
to 40.
Verse 37.
Oh, receive the gift that is given you.
Yeah, receive the gift that's been given to you.
And be glad.
And be what?
Be glad.
Okay. And you give thanks that have called you to the what?
Heavenly kingdom.
The heavenly kingdom.
Hallelujah. What?
Verse 38. Rise up and stand.
Behold,
the number of those that be sealed.
The ones that's going to be what?
Sealed.
Now, hold that point. What seals you? What seals you? And the book of Isaiah that we can read. Okay. All right. Bring it out then. Bring it out. All right. Pull the verse out of you. Pull it. What seals that we can read? And Mother D.F. Israel, I'll swing over to the one doing all the tall talking in the book Hebrew, title called Hebrew chapter 6, verse 13. Through 15. All right, come on. Come on here.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
What does it
say? Bind up the testimony.
Bind the testimony.
Seal the Torah instructions among my disciples.
So, what seals us? That what seals us. So we not sealed unless we doing what?
Keeping Torah and
such. So that's how you get sealed.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Mother GF Israel. 6:13 out of verse 15.
Okay, the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 out of 15. 13 to 16.
What it say?
And it reads.
What it read?
For when Yahweh made promise.
When Yahweh made promise.
To Abraham.
To Abraham.
Because he could swear by no greater, he swear by him.
So he couldn't swear by nothing greater than who?
Yeah.
Than himself. So he swore by nothing no greater than himself.
Mm-hmm.
So when he tell you something, boy, that's it. Mm-hmm. And y'all been reading all day of him talking
mm-hmm.
about what he kept and all that. 14.
Verse 14.
Saying,
surely.
Surely what?
Blessing.
Blessing.
I will bless you.
He said, blessing, and now he's going to give you the definition of blessing. Now he just tell you right now the definition of blessing.
I will bless you and multiply you.
So what definition of blessing?
Multiply.
Not a blood ritual. Mm-hmm. Multiply.
Yes,
go ahead.
Verse 15. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Now we got to do what?
Endure.
Patiently
endure.
Endure.
Yeah.
And what we got coming?
Obtain the promise.
We'll obtain the promise. Come on back, A.B., let's wrap it up. Come on back, A.B. Which one? Which one? A.B.? Yeah, you know you would read, you read 37, didn't you? 237, you got that out the way. Come on, A.B. We pull it for you, A.B.
I know.
Hallelujah, what?
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 38.
You read 37 already. 38 to 40. What did it say?
38.
Yeah, bring your A game on 38 to 40.
38.
Yeah.
Arise and stand.
Right.
Behold, the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh.
So you seal by keeping the Torah instruction. The only way you be sealed is by bridges, when Torah instruction, that's when you get sealed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the seal comes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got some in your back pocket as a bargain chip. You want all the bargain chip you can get. That you want to make sure, look, I got seals in my pocket, Yahweh.
Right.
Because I'm going to do everything I say I'm going to do.
That's
so
right.
You better make sure you got some seals in your back pocket. Go ahead.
Verse
39.
Of the world.
I mean, you're on the part from the shadow of the world. You let them, they going to do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You going to do what? Dedication.
Dedication.
You're going to be, Yahweh came to do dedication on the 25th. He didn't come to do the Christmas trees and all that. He didn't come to do that on the 25th. He came to talk about what happened over there in Maccabees chapter 4, 59 through 60. About the beat out and 52 about the day you celebrate it from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
Of the whooping he put on them,
mm-hmm.
and that was a shadow of whooping mm-hmm. on the big whooping coming in time to come.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read. Verse 39.
And have received righteous, gracious garments of Yahweh.
Right.
Verse 40. Take you your numbers.
Oh, he put a name on who will take the number. That's the lead. We folks, God folks, the lead in this thing. Go ahead.
And shut up those of your mind that are clothed in white.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's it. Read 40 again for more audio.
Verse 40. Take your number.
Take your number. Right.
And shut up those of your mind that are clothed in white.
I mean, put the oil on those that are at the beach. Go ahead.
Which have fulfilled the Torah.
And you have filled the Torah instruction of Yahweh. And on that note, over the Father Yahweh Israel, for the clothes or the teaching is time down, get close to that feast. of dedication.
All right, now.
Hallelujah,
Brother.
Hallelujah,
Brother.
Hallelujah, Brother.
Hallelujah,